Imagine a Nazi sympathizer from Germany living in New York City and studying at Columbia. He's not a U.S. citizen, but he has a green card. For many months, he has been leading protests on campus with fellow Klan members where he promotes a hateful, racist agenda. After being arrested and targeted for deportation by federal authorities, he becomes a cause celeb among the conservative right. They argue that his free speech rights are being violated. Liberal groups are repulsed by this defense of a bigot. There is no place in America for such blatant racism, they cry out, especially when it comes from a non-citizen abusing the privileges of his residency status. The right is undaunted. Yes, the speech is hateful, they concede, but it doesn't violate the nation's free speech laws. This is about the sacred right to express one's views. They turn the Nazi sympathizer into a free speech martyr, with conservatives across the nation rallying to his cause. This is pretty much where we're at with former Columbia student and green card holder Mahmoud Khalil, who has been arrested and is targeted for deportation. His defenders have launched a national campaign asserting his innocence. He's approaching hero status. Khalil is a man of despicable speech, but just like the fictitious Nazi above, his speech doesn't violate our nation's free speech laws. He defended the most vicious murder of Jews since the Holocaust, glorifying the terror group Hamas. The group that he represented, Columbia University Apartheid Divest, CUAD, helped lead the anti-Israel protests on Columbia's campus and cheered the October 7th Hamas massacre of 1,200 Israelis. The act of Palestinian resistance on October 7, known as the Al-Aqsa Flood, breached Israeli security and made significant military advances, the group wrote, adding that it was a day that will go down in history. Defenders of Khalil are not delving into his actual speech, just that his rights are being violated. I read a strong piece in City Journal by Ariel Azarad, an attorney who specializes in anti-terrorism litigation, arguing that deporting Hamas supporters like Mahmoud Khalil is perfectly legal. But let's assume it's not. Let's just say, for the sake of discussion, that the Khalil case is only about his free speech rights. Are his defenders ready to go down that road? It's funny how quickly the left moves from arguing that speech is violence to embracing a maximalist stance on free expression, Abe Greenwald writes in commentary. The same mobs who wanted you punished for using the wrong pronoun are now the country's most passionate defenders of the First Amendment. As a passionate defender of the First Amendment, I'm ready to go down that road. I'm ready to defend legally protected speech that offends Jews, Muslims, transgenders, blacks, Latinos, Asians, whites, the rich, the poor, the marginalized, or any other type of American. The way I see it, offensive speech is the price we have to pay for the freedom to think and speak as we wish. Are defenders of Mahmoud Khalil ready for that America? As they scream for Khalil's right to defend Hamas, are they ready to defend the right of a Nazi sympathizer to spew his racist rants on the Columbia campus, given that that speech is also legally protected by the First Amendment? It's easy to defend a hater when you may also hate what he hates, in this case Israel. But what about a hater who loves what you hate, a hater whose views you absolutely despise? Until Khalil defenders are willing to defend the speech rights of all haters, their talk of free speech is nothing more than faux speech.